Welcome to Sunday Service with Dr. Paula Price. Take a seat, open up your Bible, and prepare to enjoy an evening of praise, worship, revelation, and insight as Dr. Price releases pearls of wisdom from the throne of God.
Tonight's praise and worship is brought to you by Tony Mason. Find out more about his ministry at www.tonymasonmusic1.com. That's www.tonymasonmusic1.com.
Your spirit fills the room. I sense you longing for the words you love to hear. So I'll open up my mouth and sing the songs that draw you near. That's when I'm praising, takes me away to where I'm always.
How many like being in that secret place and praising Him? Come on, that's when I'm
takes me away to where my spirit can be free. That's when your spirit wind carries me, there I will be free.
Yourself in your secret place with Him.
Now, let's say you're Libra. Scales on an animal, what is it? It's an object. So you still worship that. An object over the Creator. If you worship in the Virgin, then you're worshiping another god. And in this case, Virgos are virgin or goddess worshipers. We still rolling? So when people ask you your sign, they're asking you what manner of false worship. worship are you practicing? What manner of animal worship? And so you get three choices. Animal, object, or person, or goddess. So as you think about your trusty little sign that you got saved to get delivered from, ask the Lord if you really are set free. Because my Bible says, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm going to have fun with you in a minute. Let me run some scriptures, because this is going on CD, so I want everybody to be able to read this. And have gone and served other gods and worshiped them, either the sun or moon or any host of heaven, which I have not commanded. Did it not say you were worshiping? So whenever you go and practice that, you're literally jumping out of your faith in Jesus Christ. You're defected and apostatizing to another god. 1 Kings 22:19, and he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne and all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left hand. If they got to show up when God calls, why are you getting information from them? 2 Kings 17:16, and they left all the commandments of the Lord their God and made themselves molten images, even two calves, and made a grove and worshiped all the hosts of heaven and served Baal. 2 Kings 21:3-5, for he built up again the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed, and he reared up altars of Baal and made a grove, as did Ahab the king of Israel, and worshipped all the host of heaven and served them. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts in the house of the Lord. Oh, y'all, how many of y'all say I'd never do that? Hold your hand. Come on. I'd never do that. But if you gave him your sign, you did it already. Because you are now the altar of God. You are the altar right now. And you defected to another God and never meant to. As much as you love him, as much as you give your life and soul for him. But you were duped into it. Seduced into leaving Jesus Christ and taken to serve another God. And all of you can say, I didn't mean it, Lord, but it happened. When I got saved, it took them 35 minutes to get me delivered from all those devils. They nearly killed me. I was sick for days and weeks afterwards. They didn't stop. They showed up in my room every night. Some of you all who are deep into it, they're not going to let you go without a fight. Okay? So if you're going to need some deliverance, you better get up here with the prophets. They did not let me go. They tormented me day and night. They kept showing up. They kept calling all kinds of names. They fought. They hid. They did everything they could do. And I kept saying, God, what am I doing? What did I do wrong? And he let me know, you are the way astrology got into your generation. See, I brought all of that home to my mom and dad. I went to a couple of good meetings. You know how it is, you go to those meetings and you want to be cool. You know, you want to fit in. And I brought it in, and then I had moved from astrology to Buddhism and was ready to go into witchcraft when God saved my soul. The night that I got saved, a horrible wolf came for me. The same night I got saved, as I was getting dressed, determined I was not going to serve God. God fought violently and vehemently for me, so I don't play with those devils. Some of you all think it's okay to play with your old familiar spirits. I don't. I believe the Lord's word when he says seven times worse. And I would get my butt kicked by those that were there. I didn't mean seven times worse. 2 Kings 23:5, and he put down the idolatrous priests whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the city of Judah and in the places round about Jerusalem. Them also had burned incense unto Baal, to the sun, and to the moon, and to the planets, and all the hosts of heaven. When Jude talks about wandering stars, and you can read it on your own time, when you look it up, it literally it says fugitive planets. And this, now you, the astrology you're talking about today, is it not worshiping the host of heaven? Yeah. What's the constellation? Yeah. They're in heaven. Okay? You know, you're a Gemini because you are, your particular constellation produces that. Those of you who are Taurus, you're supposed to be the lover, the fertility god, you know? and you buy into that. If you're not married, being a fertility, the hot and passion ain't gonna help anyhow unless you're gonna be in sin. So do you really need it? Now, when God's people got to a point that they didn't want him, Acts 7:42 said, then God turned. That word turn literally means, here, are you ready for this? It means God abandoned them. So you wonder how people can still do it? Because when they didn't want to learn the truth, then God had to pull back. He's like, just like he did with Adam. When Adam chose Satan, God pulled back. When you choose darkness, God pulls back. It said, and God turned and gave them up to worship what? And in today's language, gave them up to astrology. As it is written in the book of the prophets, O ye house of Israel, have ye offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Christians serving astrology can only do so because God has given them up to. Because who can snatch them out of my hand? Now, astrology is idolatry. I told you that. Exodus 34:14, for thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. And yet you're worshiping 12 other gods. Not even one. God never talk about the people should not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. You do. Well, folk need to serve the Lord Jesus Christ because ours is the true faith. You don't believe that. That's why you're still worshiping the Adam. Matthew 24:29, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened and the moon shall not give her light and the stars shall fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. So when God cuts up, your sign won't matter because your star will be laying on the ground. But the rest of them lay down there having to bow at the same foot that you refused to bow to. Read how many times in the New Testament they tell you the stars are going to fall and that's your constellation. Isaiah 65:17, God knew what he was dealing with. For behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth. The former shall not be remembered nor come to mind. Why do you think he's doing that? Because he's evacuating those unclean spirits out of his creation. He's taking them off the throne of the world. He's arresting them. When he arrests all those devils, guess what? You and I take place. So you are actually being trained by the people you're going to replace, who were already a failure. Isaiah 62, for as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. 2 Peter, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein what? Righteousness dwells. So he's telling you that what you're getting from those constellations is not righteousness. It's not his righteousness. Here's something I think you'd like along the order of where we are. John 12:31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now is the prince of this world cast out. If Satan is cast out and his rulers with him, where are y'all getting these readings from? John 14:30. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. John 16:11, convicted of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. So Jesus condemned and defeated Satan and pulled him out of his high place, cast him out of heaven. Revelation 12:12 said he sent him down to the earth. He can't ever go back to the heavens. So where's he getting this information? Because if you read Revelation 12:12, it said, woe to the earth, for the devil has been cast down to you, and he's roaring mad because he got but a little bit of time. So if he's down here with you, and you're not getting information, and he's down here with you, he's giving you something. Where's he getting it from? It's old news, people. It goes for the generations of Adam, not the generation of Christ. So he's giving you your Adamic prophecy so that you will backslide and apostatize from Jesus Christ. Following your son. But I don't have a graven image. I don't have a most of them. Yes, you do. Them little necklaces are graven. Sure. Those earrings, graven. The rings, bracelet, those are graven images. Well, yeah, exactly. We weren't talking about the tattoos. You graved you. You got your sign on your body forever. You want God to never forget that you turned from him. You want him to look at you every day? No, you turn from him. 2 Corinthians 4:4. 4:4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine in them. Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You are under the generation of Christ. So whatever book, that's why we don't have to go to astrology any longer, because God gave us a whole Bible of your future. Everything you need to know is what God said to Christ. Whatever is Christ's inheritance is your inheritance. Whatever is Christ's destiny is your destiny.
Yes.
Everything you need to know is in it. That's why the prophets of Israel did not need divination. They did not go back. They went back to it every time they left Yahweh. And they left Yahweh because when they got a new friend in town, like y'all do, y'all get new friends, they started picking up the ways of the friend. And they abandoned their culture of holiness to become common with the rest of the people. They wanted to get along. Why can't we all get along? You know, we have now the oneness movement, where we just got one religion and all the little ugly signs all clustered together, graven images still. Now, the world doesn't know what makes you great, but you should know. The world doesn't know what makes you better, but you should know. You're living like them, trying to tell them they need your Jesus. And they're like, he's not working for you. Doesn't look like he's working out for you. You out here doing what I'm doing, so how well is that working? Your salvation isn't helping you. Why do you want me to have it? Your salvation isn't changing you. You out here sitting at the bar with me, sitting at the club with me, laying around with me. How you gonna tell me your Jesus is a better God? Just shut up. Don't mention it. If you aren't gonna rightly represent him, shut up. Stop telling people you're a Christian. Just tell them you're out here trying to find yourself, but that's what you're doing. Because otherwise you would be where you knew you belong, not where you're searching to discover. Now, what are curious arts? Acts 19:19, magical arts, jewelry practiced by the Ephesians conjurers. Ephesus was noted for its wizard and Ephesian spells, charms or scraps of parchment written over with certain formula, which were worn as a safeguard against all manner of evils. They wrestled with devils too. The only difference between their wrestle with devils and our wrestle with devils is that our wrestle with devils is us being the authority. Those people were, they were all the same, neck and neck. As a matter of fact, humans were beneath the power of Satan. And until you get born again, you can't do nothing with him. You think you can. All these people serving their cup, they serve them fine until they start cutting up. But if you notice, they can't do right, they gotta do ugly. Sleep around, drink around, cut themselves, mar themselves, tear themselves up. I can't even understand. What's appealing about that? I can't. I'm trying to find the pleasure. I'm trying to find the excellence. I can't find it. Yeah, but at least we get to go out and do work. But at least our life is important. Oh, are you kidding me? How many times are you going to take off your clothes, lick somebody's mouth, go to bed with somebody, call it a new experience? It's the same experience. You still got to do the same thing. You aren't doing anything different. All right, you got a different name for the drink you're drinking, but it's still alcohol. So how creative and how innovative is it really? It's not. But see, you saints are so busy trying to say because you can't, they must be right, that you aren't realizing that all God said was, I'm not going to let you become a filthy mess. Because we don't do filth in our world. See, in our world, we do clean. And we do clean because we're the ones that got to wrap this thing up. And since we didn't initiate dirty, if God had initiated dirty, then the world would be dirty and his standards would be filth. But see, God proves that he initiated clean, and then Satan was born, and he came in with his own devices, according to John 8:44, so he can only do dirt, because that's all he had. Because in the spirit realm, you don't get choices, and you don't get options.
Yeah.
See, the spirit realm is one way. God's or Satan's, that's it. Ain't nobody there having to hold an election. Okay, well, I'm going to serve devil number 600 to 933 today. Not there. God's like, you're going to serve the Lord of the devils and he'll do what he wants with you. The end. Or you're going to serve the Lord of all creation and he'll do what he wants to do with you. The end. You got it in your mind. You're buying into this lie that the liberty of American culture is worldwide. Have you all seen all these other countries where this liberty is stupid? These people don't, those people don't have those choices. You don't go to the Middle East talking about you're going to be a Christian and you're going to stand out with a placard. You're going to go there and be a Christian underground. Because they got that to their God. See, they are confused. You don't go to Indonesia and all those other countries and decide that you're just going to, no, that's what we're trying to push, but ultimately it's not working. And every time we get close to it, it explodes. The rule, now listen, origin of the zodiac. The rulers of the zodiac are Sin, which is the moon god, or sign, moon god, Shemesh, the heavenly god, and Ishtar, the wife of Bel, Anu, Bel, and A. A is earth. Okay? Sin, Shemesh, and Ishtar, which all represent respectively the moon, the sun, and Venus. This is back at BC beginning. And we're still doing it today. Because some of y'all still under the love goddess sign, right? Then some of y'all are under the sun sign, right? The little Leos. So you think it's all new, don't you? You think you're doing something really different, don't you? You're so proud of yourself. My mother don't let me have any fun. My father, No, you're operating on the same devils that always, always rule, because they go back to Jude and they go back to Eden. Marduk, which is Jupiter. Oh, are you loving this yet? Nabu, which is Mercury. Ninit, which is Mars. Nergal, which is Saturn. That's your sign. Those are your signs. Can't even pronounce the words. Can't even pronounce their first names. Their early names. What's a Nabu? And a Nabu. What's that? No, but you have today's names. You have what you're operating on are the Greek names for them. These are the Egyptian names for them. When it began, when Egypt was a world power. These are your Egyptian signs. The zodiac represents the world cycle in the year and also the world year. Let's look at this. One of these gods may represent the total divine power which reveals itself in the cycle. So it's saying Jesus is not God 12 months out of the year. Matter of fact, Jesus is not God 13 months. Because we don't have the sign of Jesus Christ. They try to force the Virgo on him because they try to say he was born in September. But then that's his mama's sign. It's nothing to do with him. Now think, it's telling you, you say the month that you were born is the God that was ruling your world when you were born. Because that's what you're saying.
Hi, this is Prophet Ashley. Luke 6 tells us to give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. Because you've been blessed by today's message, go to www.drpaulaprice.com and click on Sow a Seed. And now for the continuation of today's message.
Now, but you're a Christian. So where was Jesus? He's subject to that? So you're saying that Jesus is subject to the zodiac. Isn't that sad what we've done to him? Look what we've done to our Lord. Look what we've done to our Lord. Sitting around a table, buying a little thing, reading your little chart, everything. And you know, on the internet, they come and give it to you. They're going to force it on you. You don't even have to buy it. Origin of the zodiac. As I said to you before, it's tied to animal worship. Reverence for the bull and cow. Cow is found widespread among most ancient historic cults. Bull and cow worship. In the prehistoric age, the influence of the bull symbol was so powerful that it gave its name to one of its most important signs of the zodiac, Horus the Bull. Fertility worship. Early historic times, the horns of the bull were a familiar emblem of the rays of the sun, and solar gods were very commonly represented as bull gods or the ram. This is from back in time. This is not now. This is not too, this is way back. The worship of Tammuz, one of the problems God had in the Bible under with Ezekiel's ministry, became the most popular seductive of all astrological worship, according to Ezekiel 8:14. Through it, the worship of the sun, moon, stars, and the signs of the zodiac were all there. I want you to think about something. I want you to think about something. We're almost done. Here was their problem, and you don't have that problem. They created this because the only light in their world outside of a candle and fire were the luminaries. They were in a world of complete and utter darkness. The only energy they had were the animals that died, got sick, etc. You have light coming out of the palm of your hand right now. Pull out your cell phone, you'll see. Okay? You've got pictures and communications around the world. Each one of them in their little villages were closed off. They were vacuumed. And those devils took advantage of it. So when Jesus came and said, I am the light of the world, he wasn't just talking the revelation of the cross. It was the light of the world that gave us the light of the world. When the Holy Ghost came back into the planet, hallelujah, the power of light returned. Because when Adam messed up, light left the world. I'll prove it to you by saying this. Light was made on day one. But the sun and the moon and the stars were made day four. So what were they lighting up? Because light already existed when God said, let there be light. That was the first thing he said. He didn't say, let there be a sun and a moon. They later became engines and instruments of light. Because the true light left the planet when Adam made his choice.
Yes.
So when Jesus comes and says, I am the light of the world, bless his heart, he came bringing light back into the world. And so he began to tell you that he is the one that gives light to everyone who comes into the world. So he came, and it took him almost 2,000 centuries to get enough light in human beings that his revelation of how to create light and tap into the energy that's all around us to create the light bulb. But think about it. We've only had light how many years? It's not been that long. And we went from being able to get a little bulb that had to be cranked to keep on to a light in your phone. And able to put not only look up at the see the stars in the sky, but able to put our own satellites up there, our light joining theirs.
Yeah.
Y'all flowing with me? So from Thomas Edison to now, we went from crank, hope to get a bulb, to people flying to the moon. Why? Because the light of the world came back into the world. You understand that because of what Jesus did, you know this is good. Shyamalan. Because of what Jesus did, we drive cars. We found energy. Now, they would like to tell us that that all existed before the Holy Ghost, but if it had, they would have found it, because Satan certainly would have tried to get the jump on God. He couldn't find it. He needed Jesus to send the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is the engine power source of all creation. That's why when Jesus was on Mount Transfiguration, they didn't need a torch. They didn't need a candle. He lit up the mountain all by himself. To let you know that I'm not just talking about, somebody will hear me. I'm not talking about revelatory life. I'm not talking about intellectual life. I'm not talking about spiritual enlightenment. I'm not talking about a consciousness. He said, I'm talking about the fact that I stand in front of you right here without a plug, without a bulb, without a light, without anything, no laser, no sun, in pitch darkness, and I stand here and I just lit up this mountain like I did in Sinai. Yes.
Hallelujah.
And you want to serve a beggarly beat-down God just because you happen to share a birthday he liked. Shame on us. Prophets telling you to go back to your sign and not forward to the glory of the majesty of the risen Christ. Paul went to heaven. According to 2 Corinthians, Paul went to heaven and he saw those living creatures that Ezekiel talked about who were just moving with no engine, no nothing, just full of light, eyes all around. Somebody hearing me? He saw nothing but sheer light and brilliance. Can you imagine what a letdown it was for him to come back to this planet?
Yeah.
Pitch dark, gotta have a candle. And better stay close to it if you want to see. Help me, Father God. Help me, help me, help your people, Jesus. In 2,000 years, this man took us from peddling on horses and carriages to picking out the car we're going to drive. Our kids' bikes are motorized. Yeah. Got to put a little light on the bike. How powerful is this faith of ours? I want to wrap this up. Stargazers are seers of the constellations. Astrologers are the dividers of the heaven. That's what the signs were meant to do, to divide the heavens according to the 12 cycles of the sun and moon and year. The moon being divided by days of the month, the sun being divided by the very months themselves. The significance of any stellar conjunction was credited to the division of the heavens in which it occurred. So anytime something happened, they blamed it on the planet. What planet was in power? And then they tried, because the earth rotation was reliable, they developed a way to predict. So a whole bunch of people got around and said, so what happened this month? And what happened last year? Well, two kings died. There was a war. I mean, can you imagine astrologers having a field day with the whole natural disasters God's doing today? Well, you know, the star of so-and-so is in the dozen one, so we know we're going to have that or whatever. No, they're not there. The astrologers mentioned in the book of Daniel, which were Ashafim, were not dividers of the heaven, but mutterers of incantation. Oh, this is the one I wanted to give you. And I want to tell you this because I want you to get this. And every one of you need to get this CD, give it to your friends. They're going to love you or they're going to hate you, but at least you did your part. Because a lot of saints don't know any better. I can't even tell you how many preachers, I sit around with preachers talking about, yeah, I'm born, I'm this or that, I'm this or that sign. I'm thinking, really? Because I thought you was under the sign of the cross. I really thought you were under the sign of the man, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The man, not even the cross, the man. And the man, because see, and they said, well, you know, Jesus had a star, and the Magi followed his star. He didn't have prophets, he didn't have a nation. He had to use what was running. He would have shown up to his people had he had them, but then if he had his people, well, then he wouldn't be bringing them out of Egypt. See how that worked out? See? Some of our logic is so ludicrous, it's embarrassing. To say we fill with the Spirit of God here. It's embarrassing how ludicrous we can sound. Isaiah 8:20, to the law, I want to read 8:19 and 20. Go with me, Isaiah 8:19 and 20. Do you understand that you are getting astrological readings that are not according to the law and the testimony and not coming from your God, and you think that's good news? I'm talking to other people. Say to other people who couldn't come. Not me. Because I know better. But if a man walk, John 11:10, if a man walk in the night, he stumbles because there is no light in him. Isaiah 47:13, being practiced by in Babylon, let now the astrologers, the stargazers, and the monthly prognosticators stand up and save thee. That's my last chart. So then you get in trouble, and first you go to your sign. And when your sign doesn't help, you go to Jesus. And of course, we know he's not a person. Okay. He's just another option. And then you're stunned because he acts like he doesn't know. Because you don't already, God's like, well, go to your sign. Because that's what you've been using. Go to your sign. You want me to put food on your table, and yet you're going to your sign? Let Taurus do it. See, what are you doing? See if his economy is any better than yours. You see? Tell your children. Tell your children's children. Because you did not mean to do this. And no one is accusing you of violating God on purpose. Not one person here is saying that. But when something is so popular, you have to stop allowing yourself to be seduced by what's popular and start asking the hard questions. And I don't understand about Christians this one thing. How is it that you keep saying, we've got so much going on, and you're letting the world call the shots on your beliefs and your values? The people who hate your God are telling you how to serve your God. That's like your children letting the people down, the woman down the street who can't stand you, train your child to treat you a certain way. Who does that? So if this is you, listen, don't go home all beat down and whatnot. Don't do that. Go home. Do what I did. I cried all night when I realized how vile I had been to my God, the God I loved. So I cried. My eyes were swollen for a few days. But I repented. And I said these words. I said, God, I just didn't know. Nobody ever told me. I went to a church where my pastor preached astrological sign. I didn't get a fighting chance. He and his wife sat on the front row, and he had it around his neck, his sign. So I had mine. And that's happening today in many churches. So when you go home, just say, God, I didn't know. Lord, forgive me. I just didn't know. They didn't tell me before, but now I know better. I will do better. And we won't have this again. And you're not going to go out like a punk and let somebody say, oh, yeah, well, you just don't do it because you're a Christian. No, I don't do it because our sign is raining. See, we got the raining sign. See, because the Son of God is ruling. You've got a destiny according to Matthew 1:1 in Christ. And your answers are in the Word of God. That's why when God talks to you, he talks to Scripture. You ever notice he never talked to you about a book? So if you need prayer for deliverance, or you need prayer for for repentance, do that. Don't allow pride to keep...
Thank you for attending today's Sunday sermon with Dr. Paula Price. Don't forget to participate in Dr. Price's live, weekly, interactive radio talk show right here on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that is www.blogtalkradio.com/Paula Price Show.